All right, KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. I'm really happy to be joined in studio by my new friend, our sponsor of KX93.5, and like I said earlier, a badass home remodeler. Julie Lawton, how are you?
I'm very good. How are you?
You're a little bit famous around town. I teased that you were coming on earlier, and a listener asked if you were going to wear your red cowboy boots, which are apparently your thing.
Yes, I wear them every day. They are my trademark, and I do wear them because they are comfortable, and yes, they make a statement, but I seriously wear them because it's part of my uniform, and they're comfortable, and they're pointy for a reason.
So people have maybe seen you wearing red cowboy boots, or if they've seen you driving your truck 100 miles an hour down Coast Highway.
Yeah, don't tell the cops. The cops all know me, by the way, too, very well. I guess I'm a very defensive driver. How's that?
That's one way of putting it.
And Fireband Media put those boots in years ago, and, you know, they tinted it a little bit. So they're technically orange, okay, people? They're really orange, but they got a little red on the ad, but they are orange.
Yeah.
So if you see me in person, they're orange ostrich.
Well, that's why you're famous, and we're glad to have you part of the station now. So you are a female contractor and remodeler, which, like you said, there's something a little unique about that.
Yeah, definitely unique. I mean, I don't know, being a female, I have a passion for design to start with, and then being a female, we always joke, we can multitask more than the average guy. That's just in our nature, right? But having a passion for it, being female, and just handling the business side of it different because I am hands-on with the client, so I get all that feedback constantly. It makes it fun, and it's actually easier. So for me, I enjoy it, and it makes it a super, easy one-stop shop for the client, too. But the female aspect does make a difference.
Do people, are they more or less comfortable working with you from the beginning, would you say, if they're, used to working with a male contractor?
Well, they're more comfortable, period. And they always say that at the end. But at the beginning, most women say, I'm so glad you're a woman, because men are just, don't hear me, don't listen, and they're hard to talk to. Because if you just take the average contractor who doesn't have the design background, who doesn't, deal with the plans like I do, they do just do their job.
Right.
So they can't cross over. And sometimes it's hard to communicate. That's just normal. And, men don't want to listen to people go off 90 miles an hour like us females do and talk about 10 things at once. So, it is definitely more comfortable for the homeowner, especially when most of the time it's the wife or the woman doing the project.
And like you say in your ad, you're a designer turned contractor.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. I started as a designer and went to school for architecture. Mechanical drafting is my thing. I'm a draftsman. I'm a designer. I do what's screwed and glued to the walls. And I worked for architects for many years in New York City building high rises, 40-story high rises ground up with the biggest developers in the world. And my job was to draw the plans and go to the field and make sure they work. And I'm still and stand in the dirt a lot. And I'm still doing that today. I'm in the dirt constantly because that's where it happens.
Right. So what are some homes where are homes usually that you work on, and what sorts of projects are you usually doing?
Well, I usually do remodels, and the more complicated, the better, and the more historical, the better. Because I have people that want to save their home. They want to preserve it. Some people might say, oh, you can just tear it down. No, I like the trickier, the older, and the historical. But all my jobs are on the water locations, Newport, Corona del Mar, and Laguna Beach, of course. I started in Laguna over 25 years ago. I did some big ones up in Pasadena in the beginning of my career in Beverly Hills, but I focused where I love, which is Laguna Beach. This is my hometown. This is my base.
Right. And do you have a couple houses that you did recently that you'd like to talk about that were maybe a little unique or different projects?
Well, I have one in South Laguna that was built. They call it the oldest house in Laguna. Well, I mean, they don't call it. They call it the Red Barn. It's in the historical books. It's the oldest house in Laguna on McCully, and it's Mr. McCully's first house down there. And when you see the pictures from the 1890 turn of the century, it was the only house on the bluff looking over the water where the Montage is. And that was really fun because it was tiny. It was historical preservation, and the history was so cool. And the homeowner was just thrilled because we got it, open and modernized and clean, but it still looked like the vintage cottage. So that was fun. And so the older, the better is fun. But, the other ones I love is I did one on the peninsula where the homeowner didn't want to tear it down. And we kept the second story and did an all new first story.
Wow.
So
how do you do that?
So you have to take the house and demolish it. So we had to put up structural temporary walls under the second story and hold it up on the old slab and then tear out the old walls below and pour new footings and then put the footings back and attach the new walls to the second story so we could sit there and then pour the new slab in it underneath. So it was suspended in air for 2 months. It freaked out the neighbors and the homeowner because we suspended the second story while we did a whole new first story. So that stuff was fun. I mean, it's easy, but it's crazy.
So if you have the weirdest, most unique project, sounds like Julie can probably
handle it. Yeah, and I do a lot of steel, a lot of structural. My engineer is my best friend. I work with Tom from Lawson Burke here in Laguna, and they just moved their office to Irvine. So Bob retired, so I'm working with Tom Burke, exclusively now. But I've had them with me for over 15 years. So,
wow. So you are, your fame is always increasing, in my opinion. And if you want to see Julie's excellent website, it's julielawton.com to see some of her designs and projects. But you're also working on a book. You have potential other things going on that could
be
cool.
I'm a writer for the Huffington Post. I do blogs. Every Sunday I write a blog. And I have a book I wrote a year ago. We're getting that going. It's about how to survive a remodel, basically how to avoid a nightmare remodel, because there are ways to screw it up. And people seem to do it on purpose. I don't know, but I have a book coming out, how not to screw it up, because even if you try to do it yourself, which I don't suggest, I'll tell you what to do and what not to do to keep you out of trouble and keep you on budget.
Right on. And when is that out?
It'll probably launch the end of the year and come out early next year.
Okay. So if people have been thinking about a remodel and maybe they're thinking this is way too expensive, I can never do this, I don't know anybody, what would your advice be to those people?
Well, first of all, get your wish list together and talk to someone who can help you put it on paper and plan it, because my motto is it all starts with a good plan. So if you can get it on paper, then it can be bid properly, and then you can divide it into phases. But you need to get it drawn by someone who understands what you're doing, too. So the trick is to get it on paper, get it bid, and then analyze it. And talk to talk to a couple people. Do three people. I suggest, just like bids, get three, because you'll hear everything by the time you're done.
Right.
But take your vision and get it on paper.
And how would you like people to get in touch with you if they want to get started with you?
You can always email me at my email, julie@julielawton.com, or you can call me always. My phone's always on, 714-305-2861, or even text me, because
Julie has texted me both at like 1 a.m. and 4 a.m.
Because so I get up at 4.
Don't discount her. She's the hardest working person in the biz.
I live the business, man.
Well, Julie Lawton Designs, we're really thankful to have you on board the station. And we hope we can drum up some business for you. But more importantly, thank you for supporting such a valuable community service, in my opinion. And we really do appreciate you a lot.
You're very welcome. Love Laguna. Love keeping Laguna real.
Cool. Julie Lawton, thanks very much. We'll see you soon, okay?
Thank you.